Welcome to the Ignite Church podcast. Thanks for checking us out. We pray that this message will bring you hope and ignite your faith. Now lean in and enjoy the message.
All right. How's it going, Ignite Church? I'm honored to be here today to bring this word in our series, At the Movies. I'm going to be honest, when I selected this genre and we talked about this is the movie we chose, I was a little apprehensive because I have a tendency to be a little bit emotional when it comes to certain movies. And this is one of those movies that's kind of a tearjerker. Yep. So I was like, they set me up because, you know, I got to be very careful, you know, what movies I watch. I don't want to sit up here crying in the middle of the preaching. But bear with me. I think we're going to be fine. I look forward to sharing the word that God has given me to give to you tonight. Before we get into the word, I want to recap a little bit. If you're joining us for the first time tonight, I want to recap on the previous two series. And if you're interested in seeing those series after tonight's word, you can go back to our podcast, and they're going to be up on our podcast where you can listen to the words. Yeah. In week one, Alex shared about family, and he used the movie Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. And he talked about the bond, that sometimes family isn't necessarily have to be blood. It's about the people that you surround yourself with and the people that you do life with on a daily basis and the people that you can count on. Amen. Then week two, Pastor Eric brought a word about friendship using the movie Jumanji. How people from all parts of life can come together in a certain situation and you can see the true friendship that they could build. Yeah. And you realize the person that's right next to you could be a friend for life. Someone that you could count on. Someone you can move forward with. Yeah, well, this week, as you see, we're doing the movie Wonder. And that's the drama genre. Now, the title of this word, I call it The Precepts Chosen Will Be Our Legacy. Wow. Now, I'm going to give you a little background information on this movie. You see, this is about August Augie Pullman. He's a young boy raised in North River Heights in Upper Manhattan, New York. He has a rare medical facial deformity, which he refers to as mandible facial dysostosis. That's a big word. Wow. To the numerous surgeries. He had about 27 surgeries. Wow. You see, Augie had been homeschooled by his parents, Isabel and Nate, all his life because he had so many surgeries that he had to be home. So his mom took it upon herself, stopped, you know, going forward with her book writing career, and then went ahead and stayed home and became his homeschool teacher. You see, Augie had been homeschooled by his parents, Isabel and Nate, but as Augie is approaching middle school age, both parents decide to send him to Beecher Prep, which is a mainstream private school. You see, fifth grade is tough for Augie, who was ostracized by nearly all the student body. He is bullied by being called a freak, and rumors spread that kids will get the plague if they touch him. You see, this film has a multitude of messages embedded in it. However, one particular term came to mind that encompasses all the others. The word's fortitude. We talked about family. We talked about friendship. Now we talk about fortitude. You see, fortitude means to have courage in pain or adversity. In all types of life, you have to have fortitude in order to succeed, to move forward. We're going to watch a clip in a moment. But before I do that, I want you guys to listen how Augie's mindset is at the beginning of this movie with a quote from him. It says, I won't describe what I look like. Whatever you're thinking is probably worse. Go ahead and watch this clip and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Mrs. Pullman, so good to see you again. And you must be Augie. What a pleasure to meet you. I'm Mr. Tushman. You can laugh about that. Tushman. I've heard them all. Tushy. Butt man. Butt face.
Oh.
Mr. Tuchus. And then, in the spring, we have a science fair. And from what your homeschool teacher tells me, you'll get first prize.
You hear that, Augie?
And right before graduation, whole class takes a trip to a nature reserve in Pennsylvania. It is the highlight of the year. I promise you.
So I was.
Well, good, they're here.
And it was super fun.
Who are they?
Well, I thought it would be helpful for you to meet some of our students before you start school, Augie. What do you think?
Other kids now?
Well, they were in the elementary school, so they know their way around, and they'll give you a nice tour.
It will be fine.
Augie, this is Jack Will, Julian, and Charlotte. Guys, this is Augie Pullman.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Meeting kids is harder than meeting adults. Everyone makes the same face at first, but kids aren't as good at hiding it. So I usually look down. You can learn a lot about people from their shoes. I think these three are trust fund kid, hand me down kid, crazy kid.
I act in TV commercials.
Really?
Yeah, tight.
Why don't you guys take Augie around the school a bit, huh? Let's be back here in half hour.
I started when I was two, local spots mostly. Then, when I was three, I booked my first national, Nestle Quick. It was hard because I'm lactose intolerant. Anyway, have you ever heard of a spit bucket?
So! This is our homeroom. We have Mr. Brown. My mom says he's a little weird.
Then I was in the chorus of the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular. I auditioned for Annie on Broadway. I got two callbacks from Ollie, but I guess they went in a different direction.
Hey, Charlotte, don't you ever stop talking? So, this is the cafeteria. The food here is okay for school food. Or do you eat special food?
Wow, this reminds me of my guest spot on Law and Order.
So, the science elective is supposed to be really hard, so you probably won't be spending much time here. No offense, but if you've never been in real school before.
Dude, he's been homeschooled.
Okay, I'm just saying. Science is supposedly really hard. Wait, but you're taking it too, right? Hey, maybe you could fail together.
Why don't you get out of the way so we can check it out?
Okay. I mean, there's nothing much to see. Desks, chairs, the incubator, Bunsen burners. Those are some really gross science posters. Oh, and this is an eraser.
He knows what an eraser is.
How am I supposed to know what he knows? It doesn't say anything.
You know what an eraser is, right?
Dude, you have to say something.
Yeah, I know what an eraser is. Is your name Jack or Jack Will?
Wait, you thought his name was Jack Will?
Yeah, a lot of people call me by my first and last name. I don't know why. Got any other questions?
Actually, I've got a question for Augie. What's the deal with your face?
Dude.
I mean, were you in a car crash or something?
Julian!
What? Tushman said we could ask questions if we wanted to.
Not rude questions. Besides, he was born like that, Mr. Tushman said.
Yeah, I know. I just thought maybe he was, like, in a fire, too.
Hey, Julian, shut up.
You shut up!
Why don't we all shut up? No, I wasn't in a fire. And the word supposedly.
What?
You said that science is supposedly really hard, twice. The word supposedly, with a D. Maybe my mom can homeschool you too.
I look at this video and this part of the movie and it brings back memories. Have you ever been in a situation, either in a new job or a new school or somewhere, where you felt like Augie did, in the sense you felt awkward, you felt out of place, you felt like you didn't belong,
yeah,
right? And those nerves and the awkwardness. Well, imagine that and then multiply it by 10. Poor Augie coming in, dealing with the situation that he's dealing with his deformity in his face, never being around a lot of people because people gawk and stare at him. I mean, I can't imagine that happening to me. I can only imagine what he was going through at that time. You see, it's those times in life when we step out of our comfort zone and make the choice to overcome our fears that we can truly be free. Yeah. You see, well, I have several points tonight. And point number one, it says we do not grow when things are easy. We grow when we face challenges.
Wow.
This was Augie's first test at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
His first experience at the new school. Mm-hmm. See, in his mind, he thought he was going to go with his mom, meet the principal, all calm, all cool and collected. And all of a sudden, here shows up kids. people that are gonna be in his class, people with different personalities. And if you notice, Augie, at the beginning of the film, he looks down at you. And he says something very powerful. He says, you could tell a lot about people from their feet, from what they're wearing, from their shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, and I took that and I asked, okay, how does that relate to us and God? And it relates to us in this way. The feet is our foundation. It's where we stand on. Yeah. It's what holds us up. But in reality, what holds us up is our heart.
Wow.
Our heart is the foundation.
That's good.
Because whatever's in the heart will be expressed on the outside.
Amen. Wow.
So that was a metaphor there. He's saying you could tell a lot about people by their shoes. But what he's really saying is you could tell a lot of people by what they're wearing, by their shoes, but you can really tell about a lot of person by their heart. And if you look at each individual character that was part of that clip, you can really tell what that individual was thinking about at that time. The girl had those crazy shoes. She called her crazy. She's very theatrical, very happy-go-lucky, very expressive. You have Jack Will, who's his character in the story. Also, he calls him the hand-me-down kid. Basically, that child, he understands what adversity is.
Yeah.
He's gone through struggles.
Yeah.
He knows what it is to deal with things.
Yeah.
And then you have Julian. As you can see, Julian in this story pretty much is a villain in this part of the movie. And they call him the trust fund kid, which means, and it's not, it's a negative or a knock on him, but sometimes if we don't have to, we don't go through adversity, we really don't know how to deal with situations.
Yeah.
If everything's handed to us, then we really can't move forward in life.
Wow.
It's the moment that we deal with an adversity or a moment that we have a situation that we have to overcome that we truly grow and we learn to appreciate things around us. And we learn to appreciate the people around us.
That's true.
You see, in Matthew 14:27, it says, but immediately he spoke to them saying, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
Amen.
Now you're gonna see throughout the entire thing, we're gonna have an underlining message at the end. And I want you to think about this as we go through it, because this is a learning process here. We're gonna learn together and we're gonna come up with an assumption at the end. You see, that verse was talking about God, Jesus. He's saying to us, don't be afraid, I am here with you.
Yeah.
You are not alone.
Amen.
You see, the message is clear to have courage in the face of adversity. The clip shows Augie is in the beginning of the film, has to fear to the point where he looks down at the feet instead of looking at the eyes. However, if you notice the end of the clip, Augie starts to build self-confidence and courage, and he puts Julian in his place.
Yeah.
Because he corrects his vocabulary, saying, yes, I may be homeschooled, but I know how to conjugate a verb correctly.
Wow.
Now, after that tour, when you go get a school tour, you go to a new business, what comes next? The first day of your new job, your first day of school. So let's check out the clip and see how Augie does on his first day.
Who is it that I aspire to be? That is the question that we should be asking ourselves all the time. What kind of person am I? So this is what we're gonna do. Everyone's gonna come up with two things that they think everybody else should know about them. All right, I'll go first. Number one, I used to work on Wall Street for a long time. And two, I left Wall Street to pursue my dream and teach. Boom, who's next? Yes.
Julian Albans, and I think it's cool how you're pursuing your dream.
Thank you very much, Julian. Let's hear your two things.
Okay. One, I just got Battleground Mystic on my Wii, and it's totally awesome. And number two, we got a ping pong table this summer.
Amazing. Any questions for Julian? Yes.
Is Battleground Mystic multiplayer or single player?
That's not those kind of questions. Okay,
Hi, my name's August Pullman Augie, and I have a sister named Bia and a dog named Daisy. I love Star Wars, and I just said three things. Yeah, sorry.
That sounds like a bonus to me, three things. Thank you very much, Augie, that was perfect. Who's next?
Oh, I actually have a question for Augie. What's the deal with the braid in the back of your hair? Is it like a Padawan thing?
What's a Padawan thing?
Oh, it's from Star Wars. A Padawan is a Jedi apprentice. Who's your favorite character, Augie?
Boba Fett.
What about Darth Sidious? Do you like him?
Ouch.
Okay, can we talk about Star Wars at recess? Yes? All right. Who wants to read this month's precept? What about you? What's your name?
Summer.
Summer. Want to give it a shot?
When given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind.
All right. So as you can see, Augie's first day wasn't much more eventful than the school tour. That same person, that same character, just continuing to just go at him. But an Augie doesn't react. Augie just, he understands it, but he does it with love. You see, my next point is, you can't blend in when you're born to stand out. You see, Augie may have these deformities. He may have all these issues, but there is something about him. And you'll see that people are drawn to him. In the end, he wins them over. He doesn't lash out. He doesn't come back at them with insults. He understands what he has to deal with, and he's overcoming that adversity. And that type of personality, that type of effort that he's making will pay off in the end. You see, in 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14, it says, "Be on guard, stand firm in your faith, act like men, and be courageous. Be strong. Let everything you do be done in love."
Amen.
Okay, in this verse, it's telling us, it's giving us a roadmap. Do everything that you deal with in love. And then if you look at the precept that they were talking about in the story, it says, when you have a choice of being right or being kind, choose kind. Yeah. Because we are the examples. We were created to stand out for God's kingdom and be the light in darkness.
Amen.
So people, if you claim to be a Christian or you claim to follow Jesus or have a relationship with Jesus, people are going to see you and they're going to take you at face value. And if you don't walk in that way with kindness and love, people could insult you. They could say all kinds of things to you. And I'm the first to admit it, because I know that sometimes when I'm driving, my wife's a testament to this, I sometimes may have a little road rage. I get a little upset. And then she always tells me, listen, you have to represent God. You can't be acting that way. Or even if you're not saying anything to anybody and losing your mind in the car because someone isn't driving appropriately. Yeah, and I have it a night church sticker in my car. So now I have to represent even more because I don't want to get called out on that. So point is that sometimes people or situations in life are going to come and take us, that they're going to try to make us feel a certain way or have to deal with certain situations. But it's how we react to those situations that will be the true testament to God.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's good.
You see, and at some point, again, that type of attitude and that type of outlook on life will pay off. So let's check out this next clip and see what goes on.
What do we got here? A couple of losers stinking up the woods.
Ah! Holy crap. Look at his face.
He's a freak.
Jesus, I've never seen anything that ugly in my life.
Maybe it's an orc.
Dude, let's go.
Go where? Hey, talking to you, Gollum. Is this the one master rule them all?
My precious. Hey, what's your problem?
Your boyfriend's my problem.
Hey, leave him alone.
What are you gonna do about it? Get out of my way.
No.
I said get out of my way.
I said no.
Yo, Jack, what's up, man? What's this, more little freaks?
What, you call us hick?
Come on, prep boy.
Guys, stop. Guys, stop it. Guys, stop. Just go! Oh, oh man! Dude! Come on! Let's go! Let's get out! Are you okay? Dude, you're bleeding. What was that? Something's coming. Avis?
Yeah?
Over here! Avis, come on! They follow you?
I think we lost them.
Whoa. How did you guys know we needed help?
We saw them follow you out of the lodge.
I think they were seventh graders. They were huge.
Thanks, guys. You totally saved our butts.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You know, it was cool how you stood your ground, little dude.
Father's here, hear the owl. Back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, find the fence, books and pens. I can tell.
So my next point is sometimes the biggest strength can be found in how you understand and confront your greatest weakness. Yep. You see, in this scene, Augie takes, he uses the fortitude, the courage that he has within that he's built up to stand up for his friend. Yep. Where he, back before, he would be in the back of the limelight and he wouldn't stand up. He knew he might get his beat up, but he saw his friend stand up for him. Yep. So he went ahead and he put his fists up and he stood there, where he may get the beating or not, but he is going to stand up for his friend. He's gonna overcome that adversity. You understand? And at this point, but then something else happens here. Remember, throughout the movie, it's been talking about you're never alone. And then here come these other three students, three other classmates that come, that if you watch the entire movie, throughout the entire movie, they kind of side with the Julian character, or they kind of do not step in. They just stay in the limelight. They stay neutral. Yeah. At this point is a turning point, because at this point, those people that are around him, because of Augie's heart and because of what Augie has built, what he has sown into them in various parts of the movie, they went ahead and they went and stood up for Augie. Yeah. Because they looked past the mask,
yeah,
past his face.
Yeah.
They looked at the heart of the person.
Wow.
So that once if someone looks at you, they pass the heart, they see who you truly are. And that draws in people.
Yeah.
And the people that are truly your friends, that are truly your family, are the ones that are going to be around you.
Yeah.
And the people are not, just like that character Julian, yeah, will be moved outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Will be put away, will go away, will not be around anymore.
Yeah.
You see, courage and kindness, friendship and character, these are all the qualities that define us as human beings and propel us on occasion to greatness.
Amen.
And if you look at the end of the clip, you see Augie gets emotional. Once Amos, the other character in the story, gives him a high five. That high five for him was the end of the world in the sense that it was his moment of acceptance.
Yeah. Wow.
He then realized that he truly isn't alone. Yeah, he had his friend Jack Will, but now he's gaining all these other individuals around him. So that moment that he said thin and says, you're cool little dude, where you stood up for yourselves, he was like a burden was lifted off his shoulders.
Yeah.
He was now feeling acceptance.
Yeah.
He was accepted. He was no longer isolated.
Yeah.
So there, he's realizing what his dad and his mom have always told him. He goes, Augie, when you, in the worst times in your situation, you're never alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you're going to see it more evident now. So let's go ahead and watch the end of the film, the clip, and you'll see exactly how it occurs.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, graduates. Final award this morning is the Henry Ward Beecher Medal. To honor students who have been notable or exemplary, usually it's a good works, a service award. But I came upon a passage that he wrote which made me realize that good works come in many forms. Greatness, he wrote, lies not in being strong, but in the right using of strength. He or she is the greatest whose strength carries up the most hearts by the attraction of his own. Without further ado, this year I am very proud to award the Henry Ward Beecher Medal to the student whose quiet strength has carried up the most hearts. So, will August Pullman please come up here to receive this award?
walking up towards that stage, I felt like I was floating. My heart was beating so fast. I didn't really understand why I was getting a medal. It's not like I blew up the Death Star. All I did was get through fifth grade, just like everyone else here.
Congratulations. That's for you.
Then again, maybe that's kind of the point. Maybe the truth is, I'm really not so ordinary. Maybe if we knew what other people were thinking, we'd know that no one's ordinary. And we all deserve a standing ovation, at least once in our lives. My friends do. My teachers do. My sister does for always being there for me. My dad does for always making us laugh. And my mom does the most for never giving up on anything, especially me. It's like that last precept Mr. Brown gave us. Be kind, for everyone is fighting a hard battle. And if you really want to see what people are, all you have to do is look.
There you have the ending of the movie. It gets a little emotional in the end. You got to think other thoughts so you don't, you know, get caught up in it. But slide number four says, people may not remember what you said. They may not remember what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel.
Yeah, that's true.
You see, throughout the entire movie, there was a common message being expressed. Remember, when you think you're alone, you are not.
Wow.
Augie's kindness and his quiet strength and demeanor won over every individual within that school. Even Julian. They all said, you know what? There's more to him than just a face.
Yeah.
They saw his heart. They looked past his face and they saw his heart, what he was truly about. Mm-hmm. And that he truly was genuine, he truly was kind.
Yeah.
And that's what allowed him to win that medal. Because he deserved it. You see, in Romans 8:31, it says, what then shall we say to all these things? If God is with us, who can be against us?
Amen. That's right.
Remember, his family, his friends are always saying to him, you are not alone. When you think you are, someone is always with you.
Yeah.
Jesus works the same way. Jesus, throughout the entire Bible and throughout Scripture, tells us that when you feel and you're most down and you're most vulnerable, when you're feeling the most, when you're facing the most adverse situation, you are not alone.
Amen.
Remember me.
Yeah.
Because when you think you're alone, I'm standing right beside you.
Amen.
So you have to have that thought. So every time you go through a situation, and those that are watching us online tonight, I know that someone is being spoken to right now through this word.
Amen.
I know you may be going through a situation.
Yeah.
Whether it be someone's ill in your family, something going on at work, in your personal relationship, some adverse situation. I'm here to let you know. Well, better yet, God is here to let you know that you are not alone.
Amen.
And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I challenge you tonight to take the opportunity to take that leap of faith.
Yeah.
To try Jesus. That way you guarantee you're not alone.
Amen.
Someone is always there with you.
Wow.
No matter what. In your darkest places, you can always look up. Mm-hmm. You can always shut your eyes and pray and ask God to be there to get you to overcome the situation.
Amen.
If that's you tonight, close your eyes and bow your heads right where you're at, whether you're online, here. I want you to repeat this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I've tried it my way. I know that you are the only way that I will be overcome any situation.
That's why today
I take this opportunity and I ask you to come into my heart
to build a relationship with me.
So that from now on,
any situation that I may face,
I will not be alone.
And you will be by my side.
And it's your name I pray. Amen.
At Ignite, we count it a blessing to engage each week with supporters just like you. If you were blessed by today's word, subscribe to our podcast and share it with someone you know. We believe in spreading the message of Jesus like a wildfire. Thank you for your support, and be sure to check us out on any of our social media platforms at Church Ignite. Until next time, be blessed, and remember, the best is yet to come.